Hi, my name is Candace, and welcome back to my podcast. This is just episode one because I'm just starting this podcast and it's going to be really exciting. My podcasts are going to be about books and just life, I guess. I don't really have just a specific type of podcast that I ever want to make. So the first book I want to talk about today is One of Us is Lying by Karen M. McManus. it's a really good book, but I haven't finished it all the way. I'm like on chapter 30. I'm not sure, but it's a really simple book. I guess it's basically a murder mystery kind of book. You have to figure it out yourself. Well, you don't have to figure it out yourself, but I figure it out myself all the time. I always kind of reread some parts to figure it out if I missed anything. The main characters are they're indecisive, I guess. Especially Simon, he's pretty indecisive, which is one of the people that die. Now, it's not a spoiler because, well, it's on the title of the book. So the characters we actually have are Broen, Addie, Cooper, Nate, and... oh, Simon. And then we have also Mr. Avery, which is one of the people that have detention with them, and it's kind of interesting. The parts that I've read so far, I'm on... okay, this is a complete lie. I'm only on page 22. And they're not even chapters, they're kind of just people. They just go side to side for everyone, and there's parts, I guess. I don't know if there ever is chapters, but they switch personalities with people. I don't know if you can hear it, but you can hear me flipping through the pages. And the chapters are really long because they just go to people. They kind of just switch around. And I have... okay, no, there are two chapters, never mind. The chapters are like 2-10 pages long, which is kind of sounds weird. I know people always have acknowledgements in these books. there's a lot of acknowledgements. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about the author, actually. Karen A. McManus earned her BA in English from College of the Holy Cross, and her MA is Journalism with Northeastern University. She is the number one New York Times bestseller author of One of Us is Lying, Two Can Keep a Secret, and One of Us is Next. her work has been published in more than 40 countries, which... this is probably why so many people like these books. I've always wondered, like, how everyone gets so, like, how do they get to the books? How do they do that? Obviously, you're probably saying, oh my gosh, Candace, that is called a bookstore. But the thing is, I don't know how they get it to places like that and how everyone finds it so easily and so many people have it. And that's, like, that's interesting because you have so much to learn about the books and there's a lot to learn. And I'm sorry, I am stuttering this first one. I cannot speak. Yeah. And readers. I'm a very big reader, I guess. Anyway, what is your guys' favorite books? Please tell me. I would love to hear. currently, what I'm using for a bookmark is a Color Street Fall Winter 2021 nail pedicure and, you know, stuff. They're just nail things. I'm using that. It's not like a legit nail. That's disgusting. It's like just a nail, I guess. I'm not exactly sure how you're going to describe it, but it's a nail. It's a nail set. Okay, that sounds super weird. No, it's not a nail set. It's just like a nail paper that shows you nails. There you are. But like they're colored. oh, that sounded weird. Okay. Yeah, there's Addie, which she didn't really do anything to Simon's death, I guess. I think the next one is Two Can Keep a One of Us is Next, which is the sequel to this book. And I still have not finished this book yet. I'm not even close to finishing, just so you know, I'm like in the beginning. also, this is really gonna be a really short podcast. It's not gonna be that long, but I hope that you guys like it and stuff. So, you know. Also, just ever since that I was like, ever since I was like 10, I've always started to like reading, but once I got older, I started to become more mature about what I read. And it's honestly, it's really simple to figure out what you want to read and your abilities to read. It's also balancing your reading at the same time and figuring out exactly what you're going to be reading the next time in the next year or so. There's not a lot to talk about because I'm stuttering and nervous in this podcast. I don't know if any of you can hear this because I don't know how podcasts work. But hi, sorry for being socially and physically awkward right now. Because I don't know how this thing works. Like, I kind of just downloaded the app and started recording and talking. I don't know if any of you can hear this. I don't know what add flag is, so I just keep pressing it to see if that makes people come. I don't know if that's to join the podcast. I really don't know how this works. Anyway, I'm gonna talk to you a little bit more about the characters, I guess. I took the thingy off. There's like it's a hardcover book, and it has like this thing that goes over it, so I took that off. Rowan, I think that's her name. I'm not exactly sure. I think that's his name. There's Browen. It's Brownwyn. I don't know if any of you know that name or like can pronounce it the way I'm saying it, but Browen, or you can I'll just say it Brownwyn. I'll read you a little bit of the. This is up till. Where Simon's talking. It's the chapter one, the third page of the book, but it's not like not the it's like not the beginning. I don't know if that made sense. Okay, I'll just say this. Old news, Rowan, says a voice older than my shoulder. Wait till you see tomorrow's post. I hate getting caught reading about that, especially by its creator. I lower my phone and slam my locker shut. Who lives are you ruining next, Simon? Simon falls deep into deep. Step beside me as I move against the flow of students heading for the exit. It's a public service, he says with a dismissive wave. You tutor Reggie Crawley, don't you? Wouldn't you rather know he has a camera in his bedroom? I don't bother answering. There's more, but I just don't want to read that part. Anyway, so that's a little bit part of it in the beginning, and it's chapter one, and that's Broen's perspective. I wouldn't say POV because there's a lot of stuff that happens on TikTok too. It's a really good book. I do recommend it, even though I have not read all the way through. The author, it's she's right. I'm pretty sure she writes mysteries and horror stuff. So it's kind of exactly like her. And so, well, thank you guys for watching my podcast, watching, listening to my podcast, and I hope to see you. To see, oh my God, I hope to hear you guys next time. Bye.